Ah, boy, you gotta like the heat. The heat is great. I'm just kidding. It isn't that great, but it's pretty good for fishing if you know what you're doing. And fishing ledges and fishing schoolies can be a lot of fun. With me today is Joe Crosby from Swarmin' Hornet Lures. And Joe, you know, this time of year, man, you know, even though you can catch them rest of the year, this time of year with your bait is phenomenal.
It is. It's really a good time. The fish are coming up and just crashing these baits. The fish head shaker and the new sling blade flutter are both catching them, but that sling blade flutter is just whacking them on top water.
Well, we got to talk a little bit about Swarmin' Hornet. Of course, maybe some people may not know. You know, it's a great bait around bridge abutments, pilings, that kind of stuff. And it's a bait that when you put the plastic with it, and you can choose the plastic. You guys, you know, talk about the Zoom Fluke a lot.
Right.
But, you know, in reality, you can put anything you want to behind it. But it's been a bait that's been around a while, and Rick Steckelberg's the guy that came up with it. Man, it looks just like a shad.
It does. It's the most natural-looking bait out there on the market. And now the fish head shaker, we have it swimming with the shaker added to it, and it looks like it's alive when it's swimming through.
Yeah, you can fish it like a spinnerbait.
Absolutely, you can. You can count it down deep and slow crank it over and around brush, which we do here on Lanier. We'll fish it over and around 30, 35-foot brush piles.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the difference between just a regular fish head spin and now the shaker, you know. And folks, you know, you got to visualize this is radio, so you got to visualize this thing. But in reality, this thing darts from side to side and has got a real swimming action.
Absolutely. It does swim. It swims as good as any bait I've ever seen. The head shakes and rolls a little bit, and then the soft plastic on the back is just back and forth, in the prettiest swimming motion that I've seen out of a bait.
Well, talk about how you did that. I mean, it's kind of a shroud you've got on your regular fish head spin.
Yes, it's a fluorophane is the material it's made out of, and we put it around the head of the fish head spin. It's your basic fish head spin and with a groove cut in it, and this shroud or the fluorophane cowling that goes around it, that just pushes water off to the sides and makes the tail just back and forth shake, which where the name comes from, shaker. And you can crawl it. That actually makes it weedless, Terry. You can pull it through brush tops, brush piles around them. And it's not totally weedless, but it's close. It's probably 80%.
Well, and your bait, when it runs, a lot of baits you see like this may run nose down, but your bait runs horizontally.
It does. One of the true attributes of our bait is it runs parallel with the bottom. I mean, it's not nose up, it's not nose down, it's dead level, which, you know, anytime you see a bait fish in a lake, pond, in a flat, anywhere, that's how they swim. And when Rick designed this bait, he designed the most natural-looking bait I've ever seen, and it just looks as real as it can be.
Well, we get to laughing a lot of times here at Bass Fan. You know, we get a lot of baits. We see a lot of different ones and stuff, and, you know, you get to laughing because now at this time of the year, you know, it's been just brutally hot all across the country. You guys down in Atlanta have had just an unbearable summer, but us up here where we still got, you know, those 100-degree temperatures, now's the time to be out there. And, you know, you fish these ledges, you fish these drops, and then every so often you'll get a break where a bunch of schoolers will come up. What a great bait to have tied on any of those occasions.
It is. But, you know, we're seeing them come up now. You get a short window of them coming up. They're not just staying up. So you'll see a group come up. They bust three or four or five times. You pop that bait in there real quick. You can hold it up right at top. And sometimes if you count it down just a hair, maybe one or two count, when those fish drop back down, that's where they'll hold, and you can catch those fish still when other baits don't allow you that opportunity.
Well, and the other thing, I guess, you know, we went through a couple of baits, the shaker, of course, and then the regular fish head spin, but you got another bait out there, too, called the sling.
The sling blade flutters. That is a super hot bait right now, and we've been getting reports from Kentucky Lake, cabin up on Kentucky Lake, and some of the guys have been just killing them up there on top water with the sling blade flutter. They're using flukes and things like that on the back of them. Gulp, jerk shad. They're even catching fish with long worms on there, Terry. They're putting like anywhere from 8-10-inch worms on there and fishing. You know, they'll catch some schooners even doing that. But they're also dropping it down on the ledge, that same bait, in those 8-12-foot ledges and catching fish with them.
Well, it has a blade. It also has a keeper on it, so you can put whatever plastic you want, and it's rigged Texas rig, too.
Right. It's got the Plastilock keeper on it, and then you can rig it totally weedless. That's the allure of this bait. We've thrown it in grass all over the southeast. I mean, you can throw it the thickest stuff. You can pull it through treetops, brush piles. It just will not get hung up. It's really doing well. And we have three sizes in that bait. We have 16th ounce, 8th ounce, and 1/4 ounce. And then we have them with either a nickel or a gold blade.
Well, we've talked about bass fishing a little bit, but these things catch redfish too.
Oh, man. We came back from the hurricane washed us out of our tournament the other day. We came back, we fished some down in Texas, and we caught them on both those baits, the redfish, and come back through Louisiana, and both places we were just whacking them. The thing about the shaker is the fluorocene blade helps hold it up where you can do it a little bit shallower, so we're running it through some of those flats a foot to a foot and a half deep and just absolutely killing fish on it. Then there again, if you get into some of the freshwater ponds, which a lot of the better redfish, the fatter redfish, come in the freshwater ponds, and those have a lot of grass in them. They'll have hydrilla, milfoil, all kinds of grass in there, and that sling blade comes through that so good, and it allows you to fish without getting hung up and catch a lot of good fish.
Well, you know, you don't have to use a spinning rod either. I think that's one of the things I like about it the most is you can use a bait caster and you can actually throw it on a fairly lengthy rod and be able to get a long cast. And, you know, the old standby of throwing it in bridge pilings and stuff like that, that still works, but you can catch it in open water, do the things that you've mentioned so far in the interview. But you guys just keep continually coming out with new products, and folks that don't know about you, they're going to find out real quick. I mean, when you've got the Classic coming down there to Hartwell, it's going to be one of those places where that thing could come into play.
It sure could. There's a lot of the guys that Rick and I both talked to think that's one of the baits that's going to have a chance to win the Classic over on Hartwell. Rick's real good on that lake and has done real well on the fish head spin. And that time of year should be just super, super for that bait. Really got high hopes for the Classic this year.
Well, of course, that's in February, and, you know, fish aren't going to be up on the beds probably because it's going to be cool yet and some of those kind of things. So you're going to be able to go out there maybe off some long points and maybe some of the flats and catch some of those big fish getting ready to spawn.
Absolutely. They'll be staging up because I think the Classic's like the last weekend in February. So there'll be a lot of staging fish. They might be in some ditches and on the ends of, you know, in the backs of the creeks fixing to come up. Should be a great time for the bait.
Well, you know, you talk about coming along here. Joe, you came from JDC, of course, and came over with Rick and really have helped with the marketing efforts there. But talk about your pro staff a little bit, if you would.
Well, we, of course, Rick and I fished the saltwater trails, and Rick fishes freshwater also. But we have Gerald Swindle. Gerald helps us and fishes with us and doing a great job, you know, feedback on the bait and loves the bait, doing a great job with it. Terry Backsay. Terry just come in third on the FLW up at the Detroit River, and his primary bait was the drop shot bait, which we hadn't really talked about a lot, but right now is the time of year for the drop shot. It really, really does a good job.
Well, and you've got also, I know Andy Morgan has told me on a radio interview prior to this that he also has caught a lot of fish on that Swarming Hornet bait.
Absolutely. Andy, one of the baits that he helped him win at Beaver Lake was the 3/16 ounce fish head spin, and what a nice guy and a great angler. And we're hoping to have Andy on the team for next year. We've been talking with him. So the list of guys we got out there, you know, we're still a fairly small company that's growing, but the guys that we have are just super fishermen, super pros that will talk to anybody. You know, they all got great personalities and their talents just unlimited.
Well, I knew most of those guys except Steckelberg and Crosby. I didn't know those two guys, but I'm sure I'll run into them somewhere along the way.
I hope so.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan. You know, we're going to give you the opportunity, of course, to be able to talk about your products. And I know the folks out there that have not had an opportunity to throw this bait, it really vibrates and it really gives a lot of flash. And it can add fish to your arsenal, no question about it.
It is. It's really a hot bait right now. And I hope everyone will come check us out at SwarmingHornetLures.com and look for us on the tournament trails. And Terry, we appreciate everything that Bass Fan does for us.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you being with me here at Bass Fan Radio, and this is Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.